Today's class will be given by His Grace Gaur Nataraj Prabhu. Prabhuji, thank you so much for your very valuable association. We have been enjoying your classes. You can take over, Prabhu, now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much for inviting once again. We had a good Sunday feast yesterday, about 100 people in Las Vegas. And the program went on till very late. All of a sudden, I remember today morning. So today, it's the Madhya Leela that we are talking about. First, let me offer my prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya
Chakshurandhitamne. Prabhuji, if you can be a little louder, I'm not able to hear you properly.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurandhitamne Dasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupah Kadamahyam Gatati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Navishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Shakhanvitam Cha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Anamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Yita Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So can you hear me now clearly? So today we are reading from the Madhya Leela text 20.315 onwards. So the topic here is Krishna's expansion. Of course, the whole topic of everything is Krishna, his expansion, his relations, and basically how much does anybody have his connection with Krishna, and to what extent that somebody has opulence in relation to Krishna or in connection with Krishna, what is his level of opulence? So Swarupa Aishwarya Purna Krishna Sama Praya Krishna Amsiteha Vamsa Vedehena Gaya. So Lord Vishnu is in the category of Swamsa because his opulence is almost equal to Krishna. So Krishna is the original person and Lord Vishnu is his personal expansion. This is the verdict of all Vedic literatures. Purport. Although an incarnation of material energy, Lord Brahma is nonetheless director of the modes of passion. Similarly, Lord Shiva, simultaneously one with and different from Lord Krishna, is still the incarnation of the mode of darkness. However, Lord Vishnu is Krishna's personal expansion and therefore is the director of the mode of goodness and always transcendently situated beyond the jurisdiction of modes of material nature. Lord Vishnu is the personal expansion of Lord Krishna, and Krishna is the original source of incarnations. As far as power is concerned, Lord Vishnu is as powerful as Lord Krishna because he possesses all opulences. So basically we have to understand that Krishna is the one who possesses everything in all qualities in unlimited quantity. So in the we find that Krishna, so to explain the difference between Krishna and Vishnu, Krishna actually has 64, although Lord Vishnu is the personal expansion of Krishna, I mean in one sense he is non-different from Krishna. So we will find that Krishna has 64 different wonderful qualities. But, for example, Krishna is, if you see 64 qualities, he has beautiful features on his whole body. He has auspicious characters, pleasing, effulgent, strong, youthful, linguist, truthful, talks pleasingly. Krishna is fluent, highly learned, highly intelligent, genius, artistic, extremely clever, expert, grateful, determined, an expert judge of time and circumstances, sees and speaks on the authority of the Vedas, pure, self-controlled, steadfast, forbearing, forgiving, brave, self-satisfied, possessing equilibrium, magnanimous, religious, heroic, compassionate, respectful, gentle, liberal, shy, the protector of surrendered souls, happy, the well-wisher of devotees, controlled by love, all auspicious, most powerful, all famous, popular, partial to devotees, very attractive to all women, all worshipable, all opulent, all honorable, the supreme controller, changeless, all cognizant, ever fresh, Sachidananda, possessing all mystic perfection, inconceivable potency, uncountable universes generate from his body. He is the original source of all incarnations. He is the giver of salvation to the enemies whom he kills. He is the attractor of liberated souls. Now, till these qualities, it's the same as Vishnu. Lord Vishnu also has all these qualities. He is also changeless. He is also ever fresh. Lord Vishnu is also Sachidananda. Lord Vishnu is also very attractive. He is controlled by love, he is attractive to all women, protector of surrendered souls, compassionate, grave, forgiving, forbearing, self-controlled, pure, sees and speaks on authority of Vedas. Everything is the same between Krishna and Vishnu. These 60 qualities that have been listed is the same between Krishna and Vishnu. But what's the difference? So the difference comes up here. He is the wonderful, he is the performer of wonderful varieties of pastimes. That is called as Leela Madhuri. So the first difference between Krishna and Vishnu comes here, where Krishna performs wonderful childhood pastimes. Lord Vishnu doesn't do that. When Devaki and Vasudev were giving birth, so there is little Krishna and there is Lord Vishnu form comes up. So they want to see Krishna in the little form because they want to see the original form. Now this form, this Balakrishna, is very rare. It's very rare because he only takes birth in the material world. And he performs this pastime, a very special pastime. That's why some devotee was telling me that this Bhu Goloka, this Vrindavan, Bhoma Vrindavan, is more blessed than than the spiritual world itself, because here we are able to witness the incredible birth of Krishna. The one who doesn't take birth in the spiritual world, now he takes birth here. Of course, he can do anything, but this pastime is especially reserved for those devotees in the material world. Because Krishna considers those here as more special and performs for them something very, very extraordinary. And he performs wonderful childhood pastimes. Now these pastimes of Krishna growing up, Krishna killing Putana, which is again incredible, how he thinks. When he is killing Putana, he is thinking, why? He is trying to remember, did she do anything good? What can I do for her? And this quality, this most wonderful quality of Krishna, when he is killing Putana, he is drinking her milk. At the same time, as soon as he drinks her milk, he gives her the position of his mother. So this incredible pastime can only be performed by Krishna. Because when Sukadeva Goswami, was born, being attracted to impersonalism, to Vyasa, Vyasadeva wanted to attract him, get him attracted to Krishna, but that was not easy. So he sent his devotees and they chanted two verses. One verse was explaining the beauty of Krishna and second verse was explaining Krishna's pastime of Putana Vada. So Krishna's pastime of Putana Vada is Aho Bakiyam Tanakala Kutam Jigham Saya Paya Yadati Asadhavi Lebhe Gatim Dhatri Uchitam Tatonyam Kim Vadayalum Saranam Vadeva. So he is thinking, Sukadeva Goswami is thinking, looking at the beauty of Krishna, wow, this guy is incredibly beautiful, incredibly wonderful, incredibly opulent, incredibly amazing, powerful, everything. Will I ever be able to approach him? So when he hears this verse, that a Aho Bakiyam, that the sister of Akasura, he came Jigam Saya to kill Krishna, to kill this Krishna, a sadhvi, like a cheating mother, Lebhe Gatim Dhatri Uchitam Tatonya, Krishna, although he killed her, he gave her the position of Dhatri. Dhatri is his mother. Dhatri Uchitam Tatonyam. So when he heard this, that a demoness who came to kill Krishna, and Krishna gave her the position of his mother, he immediately thought, This is the way he treats demons. He liberates them. And sometimes he finds them wonderful. And he thinks what good they have done. And he thinks he's come like my mother. Also, of course, there is a previous life history of Putana. So Krishna thinks of all her previous lives. And Krishna awards her looking at only her good. Sukadeva Goswami says, if this is what those who mistreat Krishna, even if he is a demon, but he is approaching Krishna, if this is the reward what they get, what more will devotees get when they approach Krishna? Sukadeva Goswami is completely amazed. He is completely amazed that a demon gets such wonderful benefits by approaching Krishna. What about his devotee? But the problem is, with us, we are trying to be devotees. We are not even fully devotees. Kamsa was a king. He thought Krishna as his enemy. Always thinking of Krishna, he attained liberation. But King Vena was a king, bad king like Kamsa, but unfortunately he did not remember Krishna. He attained a very bad destination, went to hell. So even if you are a demon, and if you remember Krishna, you still get wonderful benefits. So even if you're a devotee, always remember Krishna. I mean, this is the thing, that whatever you become big. Even if you're a demon or a devotee. So, try to become something big. And in this way, try to dig in the sense, don't be half-hearted. Sometimes remember Krishna, most of the time forget Krishna. So we are devotees, but the demons are better because they were completely thinking of Krishna when they died. I will kill this Krishna. That was their only thing. Completely thinking of Krishna, they got liberated. But as devotees, we can become devotees only when we are actually remembering Krishna all the time. If a demon out of hatred can remember Krishna all the time, the factor is, of course, to anukul yasya, but the basic factor is to remember Krishna all the time. So when Krishna is remembered all the time by the demons out of animosity, but the devotee should remember more out of love. So Krishna rewards such devotees. Of course, that is one aspect of what we are talking about today, that Krishna has incredible pastimes, especially his childhood pastimes. The incredible pastimes, those with the gopi, Krishna's wonderful pastimes with the gopis, they are not even if Lord Vishnu has Lakshmi and Vaikuntha Leela with Lakshmi, but they are incredible. What Krishna does, the dance with the gopis. In fact, when the gopis see Krishna disappear in the Rasa dance, Krishna appears as Narayana. And the gopis look at Narayana and they worship him and they go away. Therefore, we should see that Narayana exists also in the spiritual world. I mean, not just Vaikuntha, even in Goloka Vrindavana. But there he is like the maintainer, the provider, his position. It is said that there is also Brahma, Shiva, the gopis worship Katyayani, all these demigods, they also exist. But Krishna is not God in the spiritual world. So that is the position of Narayana. He is God, he is maintainer. But the devotees, they clearly understand that the position of Vishnu, of course, he also has his loving devotees. But the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, he can also give shelter to devotees. You see, all the Vaikunthavasis, they are all surrendered to Lord Vishnu. You find in Tirupati Balaji how they are incredibly surrendered to Venkateshwara. They have their bhava. And he performs also wonderful pastimes. He plays dice, ludo with his devotee. There is one devotee there. Similarly, there are incredible pastimes of Narayana. But none of them are anywhere close to what Krishna performs in his Bala Leela or what Krishna performs in his youth. So these pastimes are exclusively reserved for his most loving devotee. So the pastimes in Vrindavan are unmatched. So Krishna is also in his pastimes. So the first one we saw Leela Madhuri. The second is Venu Madhuri. So what is this? Venu Madhuri is the flute. So this flute only Krishna has. So this flute is very, very special. So this flute of Krishna. Of course, we know Krishna attracts the cows with his flute. Krishna attracts the gopis with his flute. Krishna charms the entire Vrindavan with his flute. Really incredible. How flute is this flute is so special that all of Vrindavan, everybody is here, is just always on the lookout for the sound of this flute. Just like the gopis, they hear Krishna's flute and they come out running in the middle of the night, leaving their homes, leaving their husbands, just to listen to Krishna's incredible flute. There's a whole chapter, Bhagavatam, dedicated to Venu Geet. So this quality of Krishna is so incredible. Narayana doesn't even have this flute. So this flute is considered very, very fortunate by the gopis, because he's always touching Krishna's lips. Gopis have their way of judging. They know the value of Krishna's embrace, his touch of his lips. They even give design error feedback to Brahma. What is this? You make our eyes blink and we lose Krishna for a second, for a nimisha. We have a serious design error there, they tell Brahma. But they are very quick. They know how to judge how this flute, they know how this flute is wonderfully played by Krishna, the sound it produces, how it is all the time touching the lips of Krishna, and Krishna's hand is touching the flute. It is said that when Krishna was blowing the conch shell, when he entered Dwarka, the conch shell became red because it was touching the lips of Krishna. And the conch shell became red like the bimba fruit, like looking like the color of Krishna's lips. But imagine how wonderful this flute, when it touches the lips of Krishna, what a wonderful sight it is. How Krishna, the whole of Vrindavan is listening, is eager to listen to this flute. And this is the flute which he blew when he, which was heard by Brahmaji in his heart. You can see the picture in Brahma Samhita where the Kama Gayatri becomes manifested. Because it is the topmost spiritual sound, the sound of this flute. So this flute is an exclusive possession of Krishna, and Vishnu does not have it. So there is Leela Madhuri, Vena Madhuri, and the third one is Rupa Madhuri, that Krishna's threefold bending form. So this threefold bending form is very, very unique to Krishna. It does not, nobody else has this Rupa Madhuri. So his threefold bending form, anyone who gets an inkling, a peek, a look into this form, if the gopis look at this threefold bending form and they almost faint, they keep fainting looking at his beauty. How sweet he is. How wonderful he is. So we find that this Rupa Madhuri, this incredible beauty of Krishna, the threefold bending form. Of course, the way Krishna walks, Krishna is in unlimited dimensions, unlimited so, this unlimited beautiful forms of Krishna and his threefold bending form, his walk, his talk, his sweetness, just that Krishna is begins to talk, looking at his lips, looking at his teeth, looking at his eyes. The gopis are like, I mean, you can get an inkling of this, how this plays out. For example, when these who is that? The Beatles. When the Beatles would come down, the female fans would just scream looking at them, looking at these young boys. The female fans. So Krishna has made somehow the nature of women in general, very innocent, and they appreciate any simple thing, and the gopis are the ones with the most simplest loving feeling, and when they look at Krishna walking, Krishna is playing his flute, he's walking with the cows of Vrindavan towards the forest. So they become so charmed. They are just waiting for that scene every day. And they are so mesmerized. And this is the fourth opulence of Krishna, Bhakta Madhuri. That he has these incredible devotees, these gopis. Each one you can write a Bhagavatam on their lives. Each gopi, each devotee. And Krishna performs his wonderful pastimes with these devotees. But to that extent, that when Madhu Mangal is eating in a hurry all the rasagullas, some sweet he is eating, Krishna is saying, I want it. And Madhu Mangal pops the last one into his mouth because he doesn't want to share it with Krishna. And his mouth is like bulged. His cheeks are bulged. So bulged, Krishna kisses his lips and with both his hands he pushes, just like you hit somebody on both sides, he hits his cheeks with his hands with his, on both sides, and all of that gushes from the mouth of Madhu Mangal into Krishna's mouth, and Krishna is happily eating that. This is the sweetness of Krishna. So we have to understand that these four sweetnesses that Krishna has, that he can perform only solely because he is duty free. This duty free is different. Like in Dubai, you have duty free. That is duty free. Krishna does not have any duty. He is there only to enjoy a sport with his devotees, according to the devotees. The desire of the devotees and the desire of Krishna is keeping on going. That is called vraja. Vraja means to move according to the will and desire of Krishna. So there is the will and desire of Krishna and the will and desire of the devotees and the vraja. And the vraja means there is a constant movement between the will and desire of Krishna and the will and desire of devotees. And there is a beautiful, incredible pastimes unlimitedly taking place at every moment. And this is only possessed, this wonderful sweetness is only possessed by Krishna. In Goloka Vrindavana, and this sweetness is only experienced by the devotees of Krishna. So we have to understand that the sweetness of his form, Rupa Madhuri, his incredible Tribhanga form, his lips, his teeth, Rupa Madhuri, his then his Leela Madhuri, Bhakta Madhuri, and Venu Madhuri. So Narayana can never possess. And Narayana is bound with a duty to maintain the mode of goodness. So he cannot take a break, although he can expand and take a break, but is primarily his duty bound to maintain the mode of goodness in this material world. So he has a place, he has an office, he has a job. Of course, at the same time he possesses all the other qualities. But Krishna is completely free in that sense to freely exhibit mixed with his devotees. He doesn't have a job at hand. So Krishna, in order to do a job or to experience a certain kind of loving interaction, he takes many different forms, just like that of Narasimha. All the demigods, none of the demigods could actually could, even Lakshmi Devi could not go near, because he wanted to only be pacified by Prahlad. He came only for Prahlad. And he tasted the sweetness of the love of Prahlad. Nobody could even go near him. That is the sweetness of Lord Narasimha. So in order to experience certain sweetnesses, certain rasa, the Lord takes birth in certain ways, certain families, certain situations, appears in certain forms. But the sweetness that is experienced in all the other forms can be completely experienced in Krishna. in all his, all these emotions, all the sweetnesses, is Krishna already possesses. Plus, all these four extra and they are, and Krishna's form is not meant for some of the the Krishna's form is only meant for that beautiful form. Is only meant for the sweet exchanges in Vrindavan. In the sense, when somebody was asked among all the gods, of course, who is one who is supreme? So then the answer naturally came Krishna, because he is the only one with a flute in his hand. Everybody else has weapons. Lord Narayana has weapons. Everybody else has weapons. But Lord Krishna is the only one with a flute. So therefore, devotees of Krishna are the most fortunate, because they get to experience the complete sweetness of Krishna, which even Lord Vishnu is longing to taste. Vishnu has 60 qualities. Lord Shiva has 54 qualities, and the Jiva has 50 qualities, 78%. Of course, the Jiva has this quality in very tiny quantity. And the Lord, or even Shiva Tattva, and Shiva Tattva has 54 qualities. Vishnu Tattva has 60 qualities. 93%, but only Krishna has all these qualities. In this is only comparative figure, because what Krishna possesses is in unlimited quantity. So there is no comparison. But just to say that some of these things are all also possessed by the Jiva or Vishnu. The Jiva Tattva, Shiva Tattva and Jiva Tattva, they also possess these qualities, but in certain amount. So in this way, we find that Lord Vishnu, coming back to the verse, is the category of Swamsa, because he has opulences almost equal to Krishna's. Krishna is the original person, and Lord Vishnu is his personal expansion. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, although the incarnation of material energy, Lord Brahma is nonetheless the director of the material mode of passion. Similarly, Lord Shiva, although possessing simultaneously one with and different from Lord Krishna, is still the incarnation in the mode of darkness, however, Lord Vishnu is Krishna's personal expansion. Therefore, he is the director of mode of goodness and always transcendently situated. So that is why, in order to come to the mode of transcendence, one has to be first situated in the mode of goodness. Because in the goodness is controlled by Lord Vishnu, and only then he possesses the chance to actually transcend beyond the jurisdiction of modes of material nature. So Lord Vishnu is the original person, expansion, and Krishna is the source of all these incarnations. So Lord Vishnu is as powerful as Krishna because he possesses all opulences, but the four extra qualities that we spoke today, which are incredibly sweet, can only be experienced by Krishna and his devotees. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So I will stop here, and I would like to welcome any questions or comments at this point. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandavats all goes to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhu, for a very, very beautiful class. It was very engaging. It was very nice to hear about the sweetness of Krishna and the beautiful 64 qualities that you mentioned. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you for the very beautiful class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mother.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Prabhupada and Guruji. Thank you very much for your valuable assistance. Kuti Kuti Dandavat Pranam to your Seva.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Any questions, comments?
Anyone else has any questions or comments for Prabhuji? Okay, so thank you all so much for listening. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your valuable time and association. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Someone wanted to say something? Okay. So we can end the call now. Vancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhya Vaishnavebhya Ananta Koti Vaishnavranda Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Shri Chaitanya Charita Prata Ki Jai. His Grace Gaur Nataraj Prabhu Ki Jai.
Ki Jai. Dandavat Pranam Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Shri Prabhupada.
Thank you so much.